I wouldn't know.
Is
the door?
The beginning is sort of important to the context of the story.
Yeah.
So, or it's like.
Are you reading that whole thing?
No. Even if I did, it would only take like 10 minutes. Yeah.
Are we sitting?
Modeling and some pro domination work. And I wrote a zine about stories from the strip club. So these are just stories, and I don't really go into the politics about this incredibly empowering and often misunderstood line of work, but I would love to talk to you about it afterwards because it's really interesting and I want to share my experience with you in whatever way I can. So if you'd like to talk to me about anything about any of your experiences with sex workers, or just have questions, please talk to me about it afterwards. So I'm just going to read one story from the zine that I put together about it. And it's funny, so you can laugh. I mean, some of it's funny. Some of it's funny. Just another day at work. After a pleasant 5-mile bike ride, I arrive at 1:30, 10 minutes before the bartender. Today, it's Shelley. Morning shift. I yearn for the weak, translucently shit-colored, burnt-flavored excuse for coffee, committing fiery suicide in its own pot. As a black cloud named Shelley descends on the club entrance to let us in out of the rain, a man appears out of the ether, stepping between her and I, sizing me up with hungry eyes. "Hi," I say gruffly, not nearly caffeinated enough to appease the masses. "Hola," he says, licking his lips. It's clear to me that he's probably in the market for something we're not selling, and 20 minutes too early besides. "We don't open till 2, now get away from the door!" Shelley's tone indicates her mood, one of sheer and undying loathe. Not unusual, both good and bad. Good because I know that no one will be funking with me today. Bad because she'll probably scare off customers. Today, I have taken more than usual care in selecting my attire, realizing my laziness in the past makes me a poorer person. Languid strippers make less money, apathy doesn't sell, people get freaked out when they see a bored person on stage taking their clothes off, etc. Fully accessorized, made up, heels strapped, I step out in the bar to greet the first customer of the day. Dave. Always Dave. The schizophrenic yet consistent regular. These days, I am dancing to Adam and the Ants, the Modets, Bjork, Morphine, blah, blah, blah. I love the morning shift because I get to choose my own music, so long as it doesn't put the customers to sleep or make their ears bleed, or is that damn country or rap shit, as my racist piece of shit club owner says. The other dancer for this shift hasn't shown up yet. Not unusual, but it puts me at a disadvantage. Because this club gets so few customers in the morning, it's tricky to get the ones who do come to stay and tip. Since I'm the only dancer right now, I have to dance as long as they are sitting at the rack or risk losing them while I take a break. This possibly being the bulk of my money today, I dance for 45 minutes straight. I can't believe the guy doesn't get bored. Finally, the other lady shows up, and she does her shit. She's a good dancer. The bar is empty. I wander to the dressing room and make faces at myself in sheer boredom. My turn again. The lone man at the rack is tipping well, so I smile and try to hustle into a private dance. It's an easy $20. Honey, I got private dances in Mexico for way cheaper, and I guarantee you they were way better than what you're offering. Mildly obnoxious, but not unbearable, I say playfully-ish. Go back to Mexico then, sweetie. He laughs off this trite comment, puts down more dollars. But for serious, what do you say? 2 for 10? 5 bucks? Come on. Fuck this guy. Who does he think he is? Where does he think he is? Oh yeah, Mexico. I'm 100% okay with people selling kale if that's what they want. It sucks when they don't want to but have to and have to deal with guys like this who don't even want to pony up good cash. As for me, I am mortally offended because a Portland fucking Oregon stripper gets treated like high-class entertainment most of the time. Not like broke-ass bitches that are desperate for some chumps change, fuck you. I'm not your idiot piece of trash, warm slab of meat and high heels, fuck you. It gets better, worse, better, worse, better, worse, better, worse. So really, honey, how much would it cost to get my name tattooed across your ass? Why haven't I told this guy to fuck off yet? I don't know. More than you can afford, I say. He laughs and says that everyone has a price. Okay, 1 million killer whales plus the cost of the tattoo, I say. He laughs and says, whoa, honey, don't be greedy now. How about $500? And of course, I will pay for the tattoo. My set ends and I punch out his eyes with my big heels and cram his $6 down his sassy mouth. That was boring. But thank you. The day goes on, we make some money, about minimum wage today. We smile and flirt, we make people feel special, interesting, amiable. My tagline for today is, look at my new heels. Aren't they pretty? Do you like them? I hadn't been wearing heels lately because my club cleaned the dressing room and threw away the only pair of size 4.5s in Portland. I had to order these offline. After months of lounging around comfortably in Converse, I realized I didn't quite keep up with the sexy image that people don't even know they're buying. Steve, a regular, he says that he read a study conducted by university that discovered women who wore high heels often had more toned lower bodies, including, gasp, their Kegels! Boy, don't I know it. 6 hours to the stage, to the bar, to the stage, to the dressing room, to the bar, to the stage, to the dressing room, back home. It really sets your legs and feet on fire. The other dancer and I start chatting about whatever, and I'm half listening when I hear, and then I ended up chained to the wall for 6 months. P.S. I've never met this girl in my life. I ask her what she means, and she proceeds to tell me this. I dated this guy for about a year. He treated me like a princess. One day, he chained me to the wall in our basement for 6 months. The way I escaped was to consensually give him a blowjob, push the gun away from my head, and bite his motherfucking balls off. I spit them into his face and bolted. That's how I got the nickname Llama. Moving on. It's my last set of the day. The oncoming DJ decides to do me a favor and play me his favorite artist. Korn, Nickelback, and the Hollywood Undead Abound. Have you guys ever heard the Hollywood Undead?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for those of you that haven't, I've included some lyrics for your pleasure and enjoyment. Babies, cover your ears. Everywhere I go, bitches ought to know. Charlie Sheen has got a weenie that he loves to show. Verse one. Wake up. Grab beer, grab rear, shave beard, put on some scene gear. Gotta get drunk before my mom wakes up. Break up with my girlfriend so I can bang sluts. When I start drinking, my dick does all the thinking. Hoes wanna be seen with me, and I like their big, thick titties. D-cup with extra filling, take it out and lick it quickly. Calm down, it's just a hickey. I'll blame it on this whiskey. I wanna take you home, but your friends won't let ya. I got a 40 in my Ford Fiesta. High beer or pay rent. My signing bonus was quickly spent. So I'll beat my meat like I'm a fucking butcher, and I'll pump that pussy like Ashton Kutcher. I'm really glad Keith and I were gonna like trade stories for you, and I just realized that would be horrible. We don't know. Anyway. Oh, God. I apologize
for... That was not premeditated.
Yeah. I apologize to my last customer, who probably doesn't even register the nasty, sexist piece of shit excuse for contemporary music. Throw on my street clothes and bike home while watching a beautiful sunset. Thank you.